Sermon 19. How could I live without the Lord? 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 7. This will be the third time I am coming to you. By the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word shall be established. I have told you before, and foretell as if I were present the second time. And now being absent, I write to those who have sinned before, and to all the rest, that if I come again, I will not spare. Since you seek a proof of Christ speaking in me, who is not weak toward you, but mighty in you. For though he was crucified in weakness, yet he lives by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God toward you. Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you are disqualified. But I trust that you will know that we are not disqualified. Now I pray to God that you do no evil, not that we should appear approved, but that you should do what is honorable, though we may seem disqualified. Living God, welcoming Easter. Today is Resurrection Sunday. Resurrection is coming back to life from death. To save us from death, Jesus received the transfer of all our sins through baptism by John, went to the cross, was crucified, shed blood, and resurrected from death to become our Savior. Therefore, he is seated at the right hand of the throne of God, and has become the Lord who will come at the time of the second coming. He has become the God of us believers, and our Lord is our Savior who lives forever. God said that he is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. He is not one who becomes their God just because anyone calls out, "Lord, Lord." God becomes the God of those who have received the removal of sins. Even to those who have not received the removal of sins, God is God, but he is not God who has become a shepherd, but God who brings down the fearful judgment of sin. On the other hand, to those who have received the removal of sins, he becomes the God of mercy, the God of the shepherd. Welcoming this Easter, I want to renew the faith in our hearts again. It is not just passing by as an annual event, but God is alive, and we believe in the living God. It means that before God, we have become the living, those who have received salvation, and the people of God. I hope that you pray before the living God, preach the gospel, live as God pleases, and always live receiving the blessings God gives in both spirit and flesh. Examine and prove yourselves. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5 says, "Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Now you must examine yourselves whether you yourselves are in the faith, whether you are dwelling in the faith or not. You must look back on whether you are truly living, believing only in God. I think that everyone gathered in this place today are those who have received the blotting out of sins. Salvation has already been accomplished by the gospel of the water and the Spirit, and it has become certain that those who believe are saved. Today, I want to share the word not about another gospel, but about the life of walking together with the Lord. The Apostle Paul said, "Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves." 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. We must check whether we are truly dwelling in the faith that believes the word of the Lord. Who is the Christian that truly considers the Lord the most precious, follows the Lord, lives entirely only for the Lord, and confesses that only the Lord is the most honorable one, only the Lord is the one to receive praise, and only the Lord is the one to serve? Those who follow, love, and serve the Lord like that, and consider the Lord as the first, are those who believe in what kind of gospel word? The person who is broken in himself follows the Lord. Such saints are people who are broken in themselves by the word of the Lord. They are people who know that apart from the Lord, they are nothing, and without the Lord, they are truly lacking and weak beings. They are people who know that without the Lord, there is no worth at all in the life of this world. The person who accurately knows their own image is the person whose own righteousness is broken. They are the person whose inner man is broken. The person who realizes that they themselves are nothing, that person indeed can believe the word of the Lord the best, and they can follow the Lord the best. They are those who can do all things within the faith that believes in the Lord. They are those who can walk together with the Lord. What we want the most is to live together with the Lord, serve the Lord, do the Lord's work, and live receiving blessings within the Lord. This is the purpose of those who are born again. They are those who praise God, pray and receive answers, live a life that pleases God, and set the preaching of the gospel as their purpose, wanting to live while doing the work that pleases the Lord. This is exactly the hope of the born-again people. One's own righteousness prevents one from following the Lord. But what is it that makes us unable to live for the preaching of the Lord's gospel? It is one's own rightness. One's own rightness made us leave our God and made us unable to preach the gospel word of God. And it made us unable to see the honor of Jesus Christ. A person who thinks, "I am not that lacking in this world, even without the Lord, I can live my life beautifully," cannot walk together with the Lord. These people cannot live for the preaching of the gospel of the water and the Spirit given by the Lord. They do not even know that the Lord is a precious one. If one's own righteousness remains inside one's heart, one can never do the preaching of the Lord's gospel. The word, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself," Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, is the word telling us to know and throw away one's own righteousness. One must know that one is lacking to be able to believe and follow the word of the Lord. The person who has followed the Lord becomes a person who knows his own lacking. There can be no one as honorable as the Lord. The Lord is God, the creator of all things in the universe. I am Jehovah. I am the one who exists of myself. Therefore, the triune God is the highest God. Even if one is his saved people, if one thinks that one is better in the flesh, it is not easy to walk together with the Lord. We must know the character of the Lord well. The Lord is a very merciful one. However, he does not tolerate those who come before the Lord and boast of their own rightness. The reason we become those who cannot walk together with the Lord is because we think we have our own superiority. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. I hope you know how lacking and what a nothing being you yourselves are. There are people who put strength in their shoulders because they got a little money and act proudly because they sit in a small public office. But if you look at them closely, behind their backs they are full of sorrow and worry, but they only put on airs in front of people. Does that give true satisfaction? Even if one makes money, with that alone it is nothing. A person must do righteous work to be a true person. What kind of great life is it to only fill one's own belly? Truly, we are those who cannot live without the Lord. If the work of preaching the Lord's gospel is taken away from us, we are those who have nothing to do. If there is no work of preaching the Lord's gospel in my lifetime, my life is a meaningless one. Then I am like one riding a boat without a rudder. The one who knows such an image of himself can truly follow the Lord and unite with the Lord. One must know that the Lord is the precious Lord, and that the one who lives serving that work the Lord has entrusted is the happy one. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Matthew chapter 5, verse 6. What is righteous work? It is the work done for the preaching of the gospel. The work of preaching the gospel word of the water and the Spirit, and also living a life of faith, believing the word, and living by faith, is exactly the work of doing righteousness. When one wants to do righteous work but cannot do it, how great would that heartbroken mind be? It is grace to preach the gospel inside God's church. Everyone, if there is no church of God, even if you want to do righteous work, you cannot do it. If there is no church of God, no matter how much you want to preach the gospel, you cannot do it. Therefore, God established God's church on this earth and entrusted the work of preaching the gospel to God's workers. All those who serve the gospel must be thankful before God. If He had not given you the work of serving the gospel, for what would you live in this world? What is absolutely necessary for us in following the Lord is that we live for the purpose of preaching the gospel. And if the Lord has spoken, we follow by faith. Therefore, faith is needed. The Lord takes responsibility for us. If we are set apart from the world and make the work of preaching the gospel word of the water and the Spirit our purpose, we become those who live a successful life. Throw away the superiority of your flesh and live by the faith that believes the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. The psalmist confessed, "My soul longs, yes, even faints, for the courts of the Lord." Psalm chapter 84, verse 2. God's court is the church. My spirit longs for the Lord. Where is the Lord? He is inside your hearts and inside the hearts of the righteous. Where is the place our Lord works? It is God's church. He is the God who speaks to the righteous and works inside God's church. Inside the church, God gives realization regarding God's word. Does the work of preaching the gospel inside the church gives the blessing of salvation and fulfills His will? God's church is a place that gives blessings. Examine whether you yourselves are inside God's word. Prove your own faith. Look into whether you truly believe this word is right, whether you are dwelling in such a faith that says, "I truly cannot live without the Lord," and if you take away the work of serving the Lord, "I truly cannot live." Please quickly realize that there is truly no superiority in your flesh, and dwell inside the faith that believes the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. Live by the faith that believes God's word. That is our happiness. A person who truly lives by faith does not boast of his own rightness. A lacking person is rather good at pretending to be superior. What human would dare pretend to be superior before the Lord? It is not even knowing who the counterpart is. Please acknowledge that there is truly no superiority of your own. I have nothing superior. I hope you throw away your own rightness and live by the faith that believes the word of the Lord. Let us praise the honor of the Lord and the greatness of the water and the Spirit. And let us follow behind the Lord. Let us live according to the Lord's will. I conclude the message.